What up, guys, and welcome to the TD Sports NBA Betting Show. I'm your host, Ty Delbridge, and today, March 5th, I'm going to look at the NBA games on the schedule today and then hand out some best bets and top props. So before the show starts, make sure you guys are following me on Twitter at Ty Delbridge, the podcast at TD Sports Podcast. Like and subscribe and maybe write a quick little review for this podcast on whatever app you are listening to. And with that, let's get into today's show. All right, so to recap yesterday, best bets that we put on here, we went 3-2. We almost got two of those there. It looked like the Wizards and Blazers of that over of 241.5 was going to hit early. These two teams combined for like 70 first quarter points or something like that, 67 first quarter points, like had like 60 to 70 at halftime, and then they both kind of stalled out in the second half and it ended around 230-ish, so that didn't hit. We did get the over of 218.5 Magic at Heat. We got Heat first half -4. They end up winning the first half by 5, and same thing with the Thunder. They were -4, and then they end up winning by 5. So I had to sweat out both of those, but I'm glad I didn't have to sweat out those full games because those ended up being close. And then I also had I had the over for Aaron Gordon's rebounds for 7.5, and he finished with 6 rebounds. So 3-2 on the day. We'll always take positive results. Let's now look ahead to the NBA games on the schedule today. There's only 4 of them. 2 of them are going to be on TNT. First game of the night, we have the Denver Nuggets at the Charlotte Hornets. And then we have the first game on TNT is the Clippers at the Rockets. And then the next, we have Sixers at Kings. And then the final game of the night, we have Raptors at the Warriors. And Steph Curry will be playing for the Warriors tonight. See here for the Raptors, it looks like Serge Ibaka and Fred VanVleet and Marc Gasol are all game time decisions. So is Draymond Green for the Warriors. For the Sixers, they won't have Richardson, they won't have Embiid and Simmons. For the Kings, no Holmes, and it looks like Corey Joseph and De'Aaron Fox are both game time decisions. For the Rockets and Clippers, they are healthy, so their full lineups are playing, so that should be a very fun game. And then for the Nuggets and the Hornets, but it looks like for the Hornets, game time decision for Devontae Graham, and then game time decision for the Nuggets with Noah Vonleh. All right, when we come back, we will get into my best bets and top props. Hey guys, welcome back. Real quick, I am recording this segment right after I actually put out this podcast. I actually wanted to add in a few more bets. I only put 3 out for the day, and I just didn't like that, and I saw a couple more that I saw. So I'm actually going to put these out before I put out my other 3. So real quick, I am going to give out one bet and one top prop. I am taking the Clippers spread of -1. I think they get it done versus Houston. I like that the Clippers are healthy. They have their full lineup. It's go time for them right now. And I think when they play these tough teams and rivalry teams, almost like the Rockets, they step up. And I think we're going to see them really show their muscles tonight. And I don't think they're going to have a problem with this small ball lineup with their guys that they have with Kawhi and Paul George and Pat Beverly and Montrezl Harrell. I just think they have enough guys to really hang and score and defend this Rockets team. So give me the Clippers -1 tonight on the road playing Houston. And then for a top prop, I've been off this top prop for a while, but whoa, I fell back in my chair there. Wowzers. For my top prop, I've been on this top prop for a while. But I've been off it for a little bit, but I'm going back on. I'm taking Nikola Jokic's over of 6.5 assists. We were hammering that really early on when I started this show. He was up there and around getting 8 assists, 9 assists a game, and they were putting his line at 7.5, and I was taking that easily, and it's dropped a little bit, and he hasn't been going over. But the last 2 games, he's gotten 7 assists, and I think it was 12 assists or or maybe like 11 assist game. So I think he's starting to get back in his passing ways. And they're also playing a Hornets team tonight that I think the Nuggets should handle. But they might not. But he tends to be more passive when they are playing not competitive teams that the Nuggets think they should handle anyway. So I think he'll get out and try and get guys like Jamal Murray and maybe Gary Harris going and try and get other guys going and maybe try and go for like a triple double or something like that. I could see that going for Jokic tonight. And then last time they played, they beat the Hornets like 100-86, and he had 8 assists. So I see similar tonight. I'm going back on it with my fingers crossed, hoping we can hit this trend again, because he is one of the best passing bigs. He is the best passing big in the league, and I think this Nuggets team is better when he picks up more assists. So let's see that tonight. So I'm taking the over of 6.5 assists. So that's Clippers -1, and we're taking Jokic's over of 6.5 assists. All right. Now, the next segment you'll hear will be what I previously recorded before I was intending to put out the show, and you'll get my other 3 top bets. Thanks, guys. Welcome back. Let's now get into my best bets on the day. I only have 3 of them on the day here. On the light NBA card, I was only gonna go with one, and then I found another one, and I was like, whatever, we'll continue to put out some picks. So first, I am gonna take the Sacramento Kings first half -3. I think it might even be 3.5 now, down to 3 or whatever. Regardless, we needed to hit 4, so I like the 3 or 3.5. They're getting the Sixers, who don't have their guys. They don't have Embiid, Simmons, or Richardson. They don't play defense, and the Kings have been really good. In the first half, they've been one of the top teams in the NBA, and they are 8-2 for their last 10. Let's see here. For the first half, they are 33-27-1 this year, and then they get the 76ers, who just in general have not been good in the first half, 27-34-1, and they're 4-5-1 for their last 10. So I think the Kings get out and go. They really like to push the pace. They do like to push the pace, but they don't always put up a ton of points. But I think they get out tonight and they run on the Sixers team that has no defense. So give me the Kings first half -3. Next, sticking with first halves, I'm taking the Charlotte Hornets +5.5 first half. They've also been pretty decent this year for the first half. They're right in the middle of the NBA, but they are 39-29-1, 15-13-1 at home, and 6-4 for their last 10 in the first half. And they get a Nuggets team that just hasn't been good, also good, who has not been good for the first half this year. They are 24-34-3, 10-18-1 when they're on the road in the first half, and they're 3-7 for their last 10. They always tend to get off slow. They like to almost like read what the team's going to do, and then they change it up at halftime, and then they come out strong in the second half. So I could see similar things tonight. I was curious about taking the Charlotte Hornets +10, but I'm just going to stay away from that. That is a big total, but you never know with these Hornets team. But I think they'll be competitive early, and then maybe the Nuggets flex on them late. But I'm taking the first half +5.5. All right, and then my top prop for the night, I am taking Montrezl Harrell's rebound total of 7, and I'm taking the over. It might be 6.5. I did get it at 6.5. I don't know why I'm saying 7. So I'm taking his over of 6.5 rebounds. It might be 7 now some places, but I'd still take it. He hasn't been, he averages 7 on the, like, for this season, and he has a couple games where, like, I think his last game, yeah, he had three rebounds his last game, but versus the Sixers, he had 9, versus the Nuggets, he had 10, 6 versus the Sun, 3, he had 3 versus Memphis, 10 versus Sacramento, 13 versus Boston, 6 versus Philly, 9 versus Cleveland, and 1 versus Minnesota. So, yeah, he is known to maybe not get a bunch of rebounds, but I think tonight versus this Rockets team, he will be playing more center because he is smaller, so I don't think they'll want to play Zubac as much. So I could see him getting more of the center minutes because he usually plays about 20 to 25 minutes a night. I could see him playing maybe in the 30 range tonight because he is smaller and he can switch onto those guys and he brings that energy And I think the Clippers need his type of chippiness and his type of competitiveness. So like when they're playing this type of Rockets team with Russell and James and PJ Tucker, who all these guys are just going to come at your throat. So I think they need a guy like Montrezl Harrell out there for that. So I think he goes over 7.5 rebounds. So he's played the Rockets twice this year, and he got to 6 and 7 rebounds twice in those games. But they had Clint Capella back then, or when they did play him, so they had a center, they had a bigger guy out there getting rebounds. Now with the Rockets small ball lineup, they don't really have someone as big as him. But yeah, they have PJ Tucker, but I just think we'll just see Montrezl Harrell a lot more tonight than his normal 20-17 minutes. Like, he played 44 minutes against Boston, he played 28 minutes against the Kings, and he averages 27.9 minutes. So I think he gets to around 30-32 minutes, and I could see him getting 10 rebounds tonight against a smaller Rockets team. All right, those are my three bets for tonight. I'm taking the Kings first half -3, Charlotte Hornets first half +5.5, and I'm taking Montrezl Harrell's over of 6.5 rebounds. All right, that is it for today's show. A little bit quicker one because we got a lighter card, and I didn't want to ramble on these too much. So that is it. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Really hope these cast for y'all today. Let me know what bets of mine you're tailing, what bets I'm missing out on, what sites and what stuff you guys use to make your bets. And with that, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.